The Medical College of Virginia graduated its first woman physician in 1918, near the end of World War I, when men were called into battle and women were admitted on a temporary basis. Here and across the nation today, their numbers have risen dramatically, and this year, for the first time, will surpass men in the class of 2018. At VCU, Christina Page is also making history of her own.
My grandmother is going to be in the audience. She and my grandfather were the first physicians in the family. My mom, and actually my dad too, have followed in their footsteps. And now I'm finishing school.
Christina's grandmother graduated from the University of Havana's medical school in 1954, when female physicians were rare. Today, for the first time across America, there will be more women than men who graduate with a degree in medicine.
This is a fundamental change for our profession.
Keynote speaker Dr. Claire Pomeroy is president of the Lasker Foundation and champion of those vulnerable people in society who do not have access to adequate medical care.
It brings the hope that we can make sure that empathy, compassion, kindness are highlighted and prioritized in every patient-physician interaction.
She says diversity in the profession can help to fix a healthcare system that she says is broken.
It's a big wish, but we need not just general access to medicine for patients, but affordable access too. And it's a complicated question, but I'm hopeful that over the course of my career, we can see some major improvements.
I think that we need to understand that our current healthcare system is characterized by huge health disparities on the basis of lots of things, gender and race and socioeconomic status. And I hope that women can lead the charge in addressing health equity.
Christina becomes a physician this weekend, one of 210 medical students who will graduate from the VCU School of Medicine, half of them women.
We have three generations of female physicians, which is unique and I think really good for the field of medicine.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.